Good morning, and thank you very much for inviting me along to speak at this event. My name is Ian Overton. I'm the Executive Director of Action on Armed Violence, and I'd like to present today a quick overview of improvised explosive device harm in advance of Brigadier Gareth Collett's talk on precursor chemical materials. For the last 11 years, the charity I run, Action on Armed Violence, has been looking globally at explosive violence around the world. One of the subsections of explosive violence is improvised explosive devices. And today I'd like to quickly go over the last 10, 11 years of harm that could be found not only in this talk, but also in our latest report, A Decade of Explosive Violence, found on our website. This is in advance of a talk by Brigadier Gareth Collett on an examination of the precursor chemicals used in the manufacture of explosive compositions found within improvised explosive devices. In the last 10 years, we have found that improvised explosive devices cause by far the most civilian casualties by explosive weapon type, as you can see, more than air launch, ground launch, mine, multiple types of naval launch. IEDs take the most civilian casualties, and outside air launched are the second most in taking armed actor casualties in terms of explosive forms of violence, as recorded in English language media. Civilians almost always outnumber armed actors when it comes to improvised explosive devices. The red line shows civilian casualties, the darker line shows total casualties, and you can see that they mimic, but generally when IEDs are used, 90% of those killed or injured will be civilians. And this is something which we've seen consistently year in, year out. In terms of the types of IEDs, car bombs are particularly harmful in terms of civilian casualties, as well as non-specific IEDs, including and as well as that, you have roadside bombs and multiple explosive weapons. When improvised explosive devices are used in populated areas, the vast majority of those killed or injured will be civilians compared to lesser populated areas. Also, most of harm from IEDs occurred, as this graph shows, in populated areas in the last 11 years. In terms of the countries most impacted, Iraq was by far the most impacted, followed by Afghanistan, and we're seeing regular reports every day of harm in Afghanistan, followed by Pakistan, Syria, and Nigeria. In terms of the methods of activation, suicide attacks account for around 43% and unclear around 46%, most of these being car bombs. So suicide attacks take up 43% of civilian casualties of IEDs by activation method. And in terms of number of casualties from IED types, suicide attacks are also the most injurious to civilians compared to total casualties. Other IEDs are less so, the greatest harm to civilians from all IEDs seems to be from suicide attacks. I'll now pass over to Brigadier Gareth Collett to talk about an examination of the precursor chemical used in such weapons. Thank you very much for your time.